Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story comes to us from Nikki. Hey, Nikki, she sent me an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidshortstories.com. Send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And you know what will make this story way more fun? Yeah, sharing with a friend. So make sure that right now you think of two friends to text this story to so that you guys can listen to it together. Are you guys ready for a story about an elephant? Me too, let's go! Today, class, we are going to have a very special day. We're gonna have a noisy party! Yay! The class cheered as the teacher announced that they were having another noisy party. Do you know what a noisy party is? It means that you can be as loud and silly as you want. Whoa, do you like to be loud and noisy? It can be pretty fun. Chipper the chipmunk was one that was very much looking forward to this. He loved to be noisy and crazy and silly. Oh, this is... Can we start now? He giggled and laughed and cheered. And the teacher said, "Oh, my Chipper. We need to wait until a certain time, and then we can be as loud and noisy and silly as we want. But now we must do math." As the students did their math and were very excited for the party, the noise level in the classroom was still pretty high. Have you ever been really excited for something and it's kind of hard to stay quiet? I think a lot of the students in that classroom were feeling that way. There was one student in the class, Zidu. Zidu is an elephant who did not like loud noises, and it was hard for him to focus when there were loud noises, and so it was really hard to do hard math problems when everybody was talking and being excited for the noisy party. And all of a sudden, he couldn't take it anymore. He let out a big trumpet out of his trunk, and off he ran. That loud trumpet sound startled the class. They had never heard Zidu make such a loud sound before. He was usually very quiet. "Oh my, are you okay?" asked the teacher as Zidu raced out the door. Nobody understood what in the world just happened. They didn't know that Zidu did not like big noises. "Oh my, I hope he's okay," said the teacher. Well, the rest of the day went as normal. They had their big noisy party and had a lot of fun. But what about Zidu? Chipper the chipmunk couldn't stop thinking about Zidu. "You see, I'm actually a lot like Zidu. I don't really like a lot of big noises. It's really hard for me to focus when there's big sounds. You know, there's a lot of friends that are like that, like me. That either a big smell or a big noise or big bright lights or another kind of sense, they feel really big. Have you ever felt a big sense before? Maybe a big feeling inside, or you touch something that just, it doesn't feel right, or a big smell? Yeah, big senses can be very distracting and hard to focus on." As Chipper the chipmunk was walking home that day, he really wanted to check on Zidu, but he didn't know where Zidu lived, so he hoped that Zidu would come to school the next day. Well, the next day came, and Zidu did not come. And the next day, and the next day after that, and pretty soon it was Friday, the end of the week, and Zidu the elephant was nowhere to be found. Chipper the chipmunk couldn't stop thinking about Zidu the elephant. "Well, I am going to go find Zidu, because I really did have a lot of fun playing with him at the playground, and now he's not at school. I hope he's okay. I must find where Zidoo lives. And that weekend, Chipper the Chipmunk asked everybody if they knew where Zidoo lived. No one had ever been over to Zidoo's house. Many of his friends said, "Oh, yeah, I don't think Zidoo likes us, because Zidoo never invites us over. So, yeah, no, I don't know where he lives," one friend told Chipper. "Huh, I wonder why Zidoo has never invited anyone over to play," Chipper thought to himself. As Chipper went home that night, he asked his parents if they knew Zidoo's family. "Oh, yes, we used to play with Zidoo and his family a lot, many years ago. I do remember where they lived then," said Chipper's mom. Maybe they've moved, but I could tell you exactly where they used to live. So why don't we go over there tomorrow?" The next morning, Chipper and his mom headed over to the place where they thought Zidoo might be. As they walked up to the house, they knocked on the door and opened. "Zidoo!" said Chipper.
"Oh, hi, Chipper. What are you doing here?"
"Well, we're really great. We're really happy to have found you. Where have you been?"
"Well, it's kind of a long story, but thank you for coming over. Why don't you come inside?"
Chipper and his mom stepped inside of Zidoo's house, met his family, and Chipper and Zidoo went to go play in the backyard together.
"Chipper, thank you so much for coming over. I didn't know if anyone noticed that I stopped going to that school."
"You stopped going to the school? Oh my! Well, yeah, we were all wondering where you've been."
"Yeah, I actually now go to a different school, and your school is great," said Zidoo. "But it's just a little too noisy. It's too loud for me."
"It's too loud?" said Chipper. "What does that have to do with anything?"
"Well, I don't know. I don't really understand it, but when the noises get really big, I just don't feel safe anymore, and it's impossible for me to do anything. Like when we're doing math problems, if it's nice and quiet, I can do all of them correctly. But as soon as it gets too noisy, it's like I forget everything."
"Oh my goodness, Zidoo, I had no idea," said Chipper.
"I'm so sorry. Yes, we are a very loud class, and so sorry that that was happening to you. I don't think we had any idea." "Yeah, I don't really like to talk about it, but and that's why I don't invite people over, because I'm a little nervous that people are just too noisy."
"Well, I like being quiet too sometimes, and so why don't we play nice and quiet back here? We can. What do you want to do, Zidoo?" said Chipper.
Well, we could build a fort. I love building forts," said Zidoo.
"Me too," Chipper eagerly replied. The rest of the day, Zidoo and Chipper had a blast playing in Zidoo's backyard. This is just the beginning of a great new friendship between Chipper the Chipmunk and Zidoo the Elephant.
Wow, wasn't that a great story?
Yeah, sometimes I don't like big noises or big smells or big senses. Do you know what the senses are?
Yeah, there's five of them.
There's taste, smell, we see things, that's number three, and then hearing and touching.
Those five things are our senses, and sometimes one or more of them can feel really big. And that's why it's really hard for Zidoo the Elephant to focus at school when the noises get very loud. He's actually a really smart elephant, but he just really doesn't like big noises.
I totally understand that. Can you? I'm so glad that Chipper the Chipmunk has made a good friend with Zidoo, because I think they're going to have a lot of fun playing together. And now that Chipper knows exactly how Zidoo wants to play, I think they're going to have a fantastic friendship. The end.
Great job. You listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for Kid Shoutouts. I want to say hey to Chance from Arkansas, Martin from Florida, Yusuf from Nova Scotia, Nava from Israel, Nora from Michigan, Ethan from Toronto, and Abby and Harry from Mason. I'm so glad that you're all in the Kid Short Stories family, and on our spy team, we could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without you, my friends. Will you have a super duper day? And I will see you on our next adventure. Bye!
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.